Ketches Vort Paragalach Mishnah Val Zadayin Tumas Migdash Ukadashim. Sar Hanafa Bifnim, the Yom Kippur Machaf. For somebody who is over the Aver Tumas Migdash and Kadashim intentionally, he intentionally entered the Beit HaMikdash in a state of Tuma, or intentionally ate Basar Hekdash in a state of Tuma, he would get a kapara through the Sar that is brought, the Sar that is brought in the Kodesh Kadashim on Yom Kippurim, together with Yom Kippurim, that would be a kapara form. Just like we saw earlier in this paragraph, somebody who was over unintentionally of Tumas Migdash and Kadashim, and he was aware before he did the Aver that he was Tamei, and it slipped his mind, and after the Aver he did not become aware that he did the Aver, he didn't remember that he was Tamei, that the Sar Nasa Bifnin together with Yom Kippurim would be Mechaper, so too, in a case where he was over on Tumas Migdash and Kedashim intentionally, the Sar Nasa Bifnin together with Yom Kippurim would be Mechaper. Va'al Shar Averus Shebetorah, for the rest of the Averus in the Torah, besides the Averus of Tumas Migdash and Kedashim, Akalos V'Hachamurus, whether the Averus are less severe or more severe, Hazonos V'Hashkagos, whether he did the Averus intentionally or unintentionally, Hoda V'lo Hoda, in the case of Shkagos, whether he became aware afterward that he did the Averus or not, Ase V'lo Tase, whether he was over a mitzvah Ase, or a mitzvah Lo Tase, a positive commandment, or a Lo Tase, which is a negative commandment, Krisos Umisa Besdin, whether he was over an Avera in which there is a Chiyah Kares, or an Avera in which there is a Chiyah Mitzvah Besdin, Sar HaMishtaleach Mechaper, for all of the above mentioned Averas, the Sar HaMishtaleach would be Mechaper, the Sar that is sent to the Azazel and pushed off the cliff, and Bido is said over the Sar before it is sent, this Sar would be Mechaper for all the Averas in the Torah done by anybody in Klai Yisrael, even though it was done intentionally, even though it's a very severe Avera in which there is a Chiyav Mitzvah Besdin, he would have Kapara through the Sar HaMishtaleach. Mesachet Shvuot, Paragalos Mishnah Zayin, Echad Yisraelim, Echad Kohanim, Echad Kohen Meshuach. This which we said in the previous Mishnah, that the Sar HaMishtaleach, the Sar that is sent La'azazel, is Mechaper for all the Averas in the Torah, besides the Averas of Tumas Migdash and Kedashah, this would hold true for Yisraelim, and also for Kohanim, including the Kohen Meshuach, the Kohen Gadol, everybody would have kapara through the Sar HaMishtaleach. Ma ben Yisraelim leKohanim uleKohen Meshuach. So what is the difference between Yisraelim and Kohanim, including the Kohen Meshuach? The difference is as follows. Tal Shadam HaPar Mechaper ala Kohanim al Tumas Migdash uKedusha. That the Dam HaPar, the Kohen Gadol, brought a special par in Yom Kippurim, and that par would be Mechaper for Kohanim for the Averis of Tumas Migdash and Kedusha. As opposed to Yisraelim, they don't have kapara for Tumas Migdash and Kedusha through the Dam of the Par, the Kohen Gadol. Instead, they have kapara through the Sar that is brought in Yom Kippurim, the Sar that is brought in the Kodesh Kedusha, is Mechaper for Tumas Migdash and Kedusha. In a case where he knew he was Tamei before he did that Aver and did not become aware afterward that he was Tamei, it's also Mechaper in a case where he intentionally was over on Tumas Migdash and Kedusha, and the Sar Nasa B'chut would be Mechaper in a case where he knew about it only after he did the Avera that he was Tamei. That's for Yisraelim, but Kohanim have a kapara through the par that the Kohen Gadol brings. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Kishen Shadam Asar, Hanasa Bifnim, Mechaper al Yisrael, Kach Dam HaPar, Mechaper al Kohanim. Rabbi Shimon says, he argues with the Tanakhama, he said, just like we find with Tumas Migdash and Kedusha, that there's a difference between Yisraelim and Kohanim. As a Dam HaSar, Hanasa Bifnim, that is brought in the Kodesh Kedusha, is Mechaper for Klai Yisrael, Tumas Migdash and Kedusha, as opposed to Kohanim, they find Kaparas through the Dam of the Par that is brought by the Kohen Gadol. So too, there's a difference between Yisraelim and Kohanim as far as the other Averas in the Torah are concerned. As, just like we find that the confession that is said over the Sar HaMishtaleach is Mechaper for all the Averas in the Torah, for Klai Yisrael, for Yisraelim, as opposed to Kohanim, they would not find Kaparas through the Sar HaMishtaleach. They would find kapara through the confession that is set over the par that the Kohen Gadol brings by Yom Kippurim. That would be Mechaper for Kohanim for the other Averas in the Torah. That even though we said that the Dam HaPor is Mechaper for Tumas Migdash and Kedusha, but that doesn't mean that the par is not Mechaper for other Averas also as far as Kohanim are concerned. And since a confession is set over the par, that confession would be Mechaper for all the Averas in the Torah, for Kohanim, while the damit the power would be mechapim between the mikdash and kedusha. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, as far as all averus are concerned, there's a difference between kohanim and Yisraelim. Yisraelim find kapara through the sar hamishtaleach, while the kohanim find kapara for all the averus in the Torah through the confession that is said over the par and through the dam hapar that is sprinkled in the base of mikdash. They would find kapara for tumas mikdash and kedusha.